In this bulletin, reports four people have been shot at a town in Queensland's Whitsunday region, a national water safety campaign targeting multicultural communities, and the boxing community remembers an Australian icon, the late Johnny Famagon. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Authorities in Queensland are responding to a reported shooting at Bogie in the Whitsunday region. They're responding to reports four people have been shot. A rescue helicopter is on the way to the area. Federal Parliament meets for the last time until September, with the lower house expected to pass the government's proposed climate change bill. The bill sets a carbon emissions target of 43% by 2030 and net zero emissions by 2050. There'll be greater transparency and strengthened requirements on the Climate Change Authority. Following consultations with the Greens and some independents, the government agreed to ensure the emissions target could only go up in the future, with a mechanism in place to increase its ambition. Independent Zali Steggall says there's scope for Australia to be more ambitious, but this is a vital first step.
This is an exciting day. We are locking into law net zero by 2050. We are locking in a clear roadmap and a scientifically based process to reduce our emissions. 43% by 2030 is not the target I would choose. I think we can be more ambitious than that. It is incredibly important that the days of climate policy directed by politics be over and it be directed by science and necessity.
Australia Post says it's launched a new tool that allows staff with disability to share their details and adjustment requirements in their own words, removing the need for them to explain their circumstances each time they change roles within the organisation. The new Workplace Adjustment Passport builds on its commitment to inclusivity and supporting the more than 2,000 team members who identify as having a disability. The European Medicines Agency is recommending Novavax's COVID-19 vaccine carry a warning of the possibility of two types of heart inflammation. The agency says myocarditis and pericarditis should be listed as new side effects in the product information. Novavax says no concerns about heart inflammation were raised during the clinical trials. The National Water Safety Summit is taking place, bringing together leaders from across the water safety sector to reflect on progress and explore opportunities to strengthen alignment to the Australian Water Safety Strategy of 2030. The two-day national summit focuses on finding stronger ways to promote water safety messaging to people from multicultural and diverse backgrounds and sharing ideas among water safety researchers, policymakers and practitioners. CEO of Surf Life Saving Australia, Justin Scar, says resources and targeted information are available and it's important for people to educate themselves ahead of the summer season.
So water safety organisations have lifted their game in recent years. We've certainly transitioned from translating materials into other languages to working actively with community members to build and design campaigns, whether that's in local languages, but also in culturally appropriate ways.
The boxing community is paying tribute to Australian boxing legend Johnny Famagon as a champion of the sport and a gentle human being. He's passed away in Melbourne at the age of 77. He was Australia's third boxing world champion, and his most memorable victory was his world title against Jose Legra at London's Albert Hall back in 1969. Another boxing icon, Jeff Fenwick, paid tribute on 2GB.
He lived a great life. Every year would send me a Christmas card, never failed. He was the Floyd Mayweather of his time. He was one of those guys who hit you and never wanted to get hit. He was just a legend. But like I said, on top of his legendary boxing record and everything else, as a human, he was second to none. He was such a beautiful man.
I'm Greg Dyatt, and that's the latest SBS News.